It's conditional use number 2366, Impact Life Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I've asked council to read my motion.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Mr. Hopkins' motion is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2366 for Impact Life Incorporated for a group home for not more than 10 people, or excuse me, for more than 10 people, based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the application seeks a residential recovery home for women recovering from drug addiction along with their children. Two, the Sussex County Zoning Code permits a group residential facility licensed and approved by the appropriate state's agencies serving 10 or fewer persons with disabilities on a 24-hour-per-day basis. The application, or excuse me, the applicant is seeking a residential recovery home for up to 13 women plus their children. Three, it is undisputed that there's a serious opioid and drug addiction crisis in Sussex County. This applicant seeks to provide decent and safe housing in a structured home environment for women who are successfully addressing their addiction. It will not be a detox or rehabilitation facility. Instead, it will provide transitional housing. Tongue-tied this afternoon. It will provide transitional housing for women and their children after they have completed their detox and or rehabilitation programs. Four, there was testimony in the record that this program will be structured with programming and 24-hour on-site supervision. The organization that will operate the home is licensed and has prior experience running other residential facilities in Delaware, including ones in Seaford, Milford, and Newcastle County. Five, it is a goal throughout the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan to provide safe and decent housing for Sussex County residents, including in group homes. This application is in furtherance of that goal. Six, the Delaware State Housing Authority, or DSHA, has provided its support for this application, noting that Sussex County has one of the highest opioid overdose rates in Delaware, and that Delaware has one of the highest per capita overdose rates in the United States. As a result, the DSHA has stated that it is critical for the state and county to support housing initiatives such as this one to address this crisis. Seven, the site is in an existing home on 17 acres of land in a rural area of Sussex County. It will maintain its residential and agricultural character. This is an appropriate location for this type of use, and the acreage will allow the residents and their children to provide or to participate in agricultural activities on the property. Eight, there is no compelling evidence in the record that the use will have a negative impact on area roadways or nearby properties. Nine, this use satisfies the purpose of a conditional use under our Sussex County Zoning Code. Because it addresses the serious opioid crisis in Sussex County, it has a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. This property shall be operated as a residential recovery home for women and their children. There shall be no more than 13 adults in addition to resident supervisors living in the home at any one time. This number does not include the children of the women who reside in the home. B, the home shall not be used as a detoxification facility. C, the home shall be staffed by qualified supervisors at all time. D, the home shall maintain its residential appearance at all time. E, the home shall be operated in accordance with all federal, state, and county requirements governing the use as a residential recovery home. F, the use of the home shall comply with all of the standard state agency requirements that may apply, including but not limited to those mandated by DLDOT, DENREC, the Sussex Conservation District, and the State Fire Marshal's Office. G, there shall be sufficient parking on the site for the use. The parking spaces shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. H, there shall be a curfew between 8 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. for all residents of the facility. I, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. J, any dumpsters or trash receptacles shall be enclosed and screened from the view of neighboring properties or roadways. K, the final site plan shall not be issued without confirmation that DENREC has approved a septic system that is suitable for the number of residents who will reside on the property. L, the failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for the termination of this conditional use. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2366, Impact Life Incorporated, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons, stipulations, and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions of the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.